my raggedy voice. And amen. Sometimes I have quite a bit of sinus issues, and maybe it's the time of year that it is. Amen. My wonderful cedar trees are blooming at my house, and that usually don't bode well for my sinuses. Amen. But God's still greater than all of those things. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 63. If you never read most of that chapter, be a good read, especially the first six or seven verses of this. I'm going to read, amen, the first verse. Amen. And we're going to go from there. Amen on the thought. Amen that God has given us out of this message this morning. Amen. Isaiah 63 and 1. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Let me just read a few more verses, if you will. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. And I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drunk in my fury. And I will bring down their strength to the earth. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you this morning for the grace wherein we stand and rejoice. Thank you, sir, for the privilege to be in the house of the Lord. Don't count it, sir, a duty but a privilege to be in your house and an honor, God, to set forth before this sacred desk. May we speak as the oracle of thee. May you establish, God, your word in every heart. God, may it find good ground. And may, sir, it bring forth an abundance. And may, God, it bring us into your likeness. And may we walk, God, and shine as lights in a world that is filled with darkness. And, God, that you may be glorified and men may be drawn unto the God of heaven that is able to deliver and save and set forth a proper eternity for mankind. May your will be done in all things in the name of Jesus. Jesus, give you the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everybody said amen. The first verse is where we'll be a jumping off point for this morning. Amen. And I'm looking at a man named Jesus Christ. Amen. You said a man. That's right. Amen. If you don't believe he became man, then you don't believe in salvation. Amen. In order for Jesus to be the Redeemer, he had to become fully man. Amen, and he had to be fully God as well. Thank God, amen, he fit the bill for Job's daysman, amen, to be the umpire, the go-between, or the mediator between God and man. And the Word of God says that there is one. Hello, Oprah. It said there is one mediator. Hello, all of them senators that want to lay into Christians trying to, amen, do a job in the government. He said there is only one mediator between God and man. Amen. That's the man, Christ Jesus. Amen. His name is not Muhammad. His name is not Buddha. Amen. He's not a leader of the Shintoists. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe, but his name is Jesus. Amen to God. And he's the only mediator between God and man. There's only one. When the Word of God says one, it simply means there just isn't another. Amen. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to look for a little while at Jesus Christ, his power, amen, the life, and the abiding. Amen. For just a little while this morning, may God help us. Amen. I can tell you that there is no greater power ever been manifested before humanity than the power of God through Jesus Christ. Amen. I said no greater power has ever been manifested. Hallelujah. Thank God. Here's a man born of God. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Came from God. Amen. He was God in the beginning. He is God today. Amen. He was God long before the time or anything else was ever thought of. Amen. Thought it not robber to be equal with God, the Word of God says. Amen. Came to the world. Amen. Didn't have any place to lay his head, but even though he made the world. Amen. But here, he never tried that. But while he was in the world, traveled not more than probably 80 miles from his birthplace. Amen. But he's still, amen, affecting souls, amen, around the world and throughout eternity. Amen. This is Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lord and Savior. Amen to God. So, for a little while, I want to look at His power. Amen. In the verse that we read, the first verse here. Amen. We read Isaiah. Amen. Out of prophecy. Amen. He's here. Where did Christ come? He's come out of Edom. Amen. Come on. And He also makes mention, amen, with dyed garments from Bozrah. Amen. The capital. Amen, if you will. Capitals of Egypt and Edom here. All these. Why does it say that? He came to the world. Amen. My, He came into the world. Amen. He's born of a virgin. Amen. His earthly father carried him. Amen, if you will. Or Joseph, as he was his considered in his household. Amen, carried him into Egypt. All of these things that the Word of God and the prophecy thereof would be fulfilled. Amen. He has dwelled among us. Amen. He took on the likeness of sinful flesh. Amen. And let's just read what he said. Amen. Now, with dyed garments from Bozrah, this that is glorious in his apparel. Amen. Traveling in the greatness of his strength. Amen to God. Understand something about this Lord. He's not weak. Amen. He's not frail. Amen. Matter of fact, there's nothing more powerful than him in the earth. Amen to God. His body, the church, amen, should manifest that same greatness and that same power. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I realize that the world we live in thinks, amen, has a very different view of Christianity. And a lot of that reason is because, amen, of those who say they practice Christianity have presented, amen, a very weak, amen, resemblance of Christ. Amen to God. I can tell you, ain't nobody ever been like this Lord. Hallelujah. I believe it was, amen, the great French, amen, the conqueror, Napoleon, said, everywhere that I've been, I've seen the remnants of another general. Amen. Far mightier than I. Amen to God. What's he seen, Brother Joe? He's seen Christianity. Amen. Where God has established a bulwark and set up amen, in the earth. Thank God you can't wipe it out. They persecuted 10 major persecutions by the Romans on the early church, and the church is still going. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. You can't kill what God's doing. Amen. You can fight against it, but in the end, you'll have to stand in front of that judge, and he will judge you. This very same passage of Scripture, amen, shows us the futility of trying to rebel against God and get by with it. Amen. What's he saying? I'll speak in righteousness, mighty to save in this verse. But look what he says in the following verses. I've trod the winepress alone. Amen. Come on. My Bible says, amen, that this same Jesus is going to sit on the throne one day, called a great white throne judgment, and he is going to judge folks. Amen. What's he going to judge them? Amen. He's going to judge them people who refuse to allow him to be the Savior. Amen. Therefore, they're going to face a judge that is going to declare unto them their eternal destiny. Amen. He's earned. Why, Brother Joe? Because he's earned that right. Amen. He procured salvation, amen, by his own blood and by the suffering of his own body. Amen. Had given his own life for the life as a ransom for the lives of multitudes, multitudes and multitudes that were sinful and could not save themselves. Amen. And so he has every right then, amen. My Bible says, not only is this same Jesus going to sit on that throne, amen. I read in the 5th chapter of the book of Revelation, amen, that he found somebody worthy to take that book and to loose the seals from off of that book. Amen. Come on. And he said his name was the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the Lamb of God, was found worthy. He's going to be that Lion. What's he going to do, Brother Joe? He's going to bring about the judgment presence of God in the earth. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to know Him in the other realm. Hello? I want to know Him in the pre-pardon of sin. Amen. I want to look for a little bit at Christ's power. Amen. He has saving power. Oh, how thank God. Amen. I've been saved. Amen. I realize people will make fun of that. People make fun of being born again nowadays too. Amen. Maybe they ought to try it sometime. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. I thought about what the Apostle Paul said to the church at Ephesus. Ye who sometimes were. Amen. But God. Amen. Thank God there's an interjection there. Amen. God stepped in. And I'm no longer what I used to be because of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, I can go to the hardest of sinners. Amen. I can preach, amen, in the inner city or wherever else you may find them. Believe you me, you don't have to go to inner city to find them. Amen to God. They scattered everywhere across the nation. Amen. Way too many folks are bound by sin. Amen. Somebody said, oh, we don't see anybody demon-possessed anymore. I said, where have you been looking at? Amen. Everywhere I look, I see demon-possessed people. Hello? Only reason people do what most of what you see on your news is because they're demon-possessed. Hello? You tell them Brother Joe said so. That'll be all right. Amen. You can also tell them that there is a deliverance from that business. His name is Jesus. He knows how to break the devil loose from a life. Amen. That is in a mess. Amen. Come on. Men and women, boys and girls don't arrive at the state of what a lot of folks are in today except that they've been indwelt, amen, by demon spirits. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. Oh, I know people, I don't believe in spirits. Amen. Well, you don't believe in life itself then, do you? Amen. The demonic, amen. There is a lot of people that are suffering from demonic oppression. Hello? They allow the devil to oppress them. Amen. Control their mind. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. They need deliverance. Hello? There's difference between demonic oppression and demonic possession. Amen. I'm God. Brother Joe, you'll never make him believe that a Christian can be possessed. Amen. God ain't never lived with no devil. He throwed one, amen, out of heaven, and he ain't never coming back. Amen. No, but that demon spirit can oppress your life. Come on. And there are people who allow that devil to simply oppress their life, amen, and cause them great misery, amen. When they need to have to, they're going to have to order that battle, amen. They're going to have to submit to Christ. Come on with Brother Joe, amen. Now listen, amen, submit yourself therefore unto God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. That's in your Bible. Amen. I can tell you when that enemy goes to talking, it's time to get a hold of God. Amen. And submit to Him. And He'll shut that devil up. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I can tell you, ain't the Wigglesworth got to the top of those stairs. That girl that them five young men are holding in that bed, she's demon-possessed. Amen. I forget, I think it was some 8 or 9, maybe 10 devils that come out of her. Amen. She turns and says, I know who you are. Amen. Out of her comes the voice of them demons. You are Smith Wigglesworth, the servant of the Most High God. Amen. And he said, you can't cast us out. Amen. Brother Wigglesworth said, no, but Jesus can. Amen. You hold your peace. Amen to God. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. There's a higher power. Amen. You used to have that old song they sung. Amen. To sing, dance, and walk, and talk. There's a higher power. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. I found that higher power. Amen. One day, I found power to live over sin. Power to escape, amen, the judgment that is to come. Power to have a life that is godly. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Where'd you find that at, Brother Joe? In Jesus. Amen. His power. Amen. Thank God He got saving power. Amen. He can save us from what? Amen. From our own self. Listen. Amen. The first person we got to be saved from is self. Come on. If we don't get saved from self, we can't get saved from anything else. Amen. My biggest enemy, I look at him in the mirror in the morning. Hello? I know some people run around saying, amen, with that old cliche, the devil may be doing it. Amen. The only people that the devil's making do anything is those folks that are demon-possessed. Amen. Isn't it sad? Amen. That folks are walking around and they're not even in control of their life. Come on. The devil. Amen. Listen. I can tell you guys, if you come back to Jesus, you can get back in control of your life, and then you can have power to delegate that power, that life over to Christ. Come on with me. My. Amen. Jesus comes back down from the mountain. Amen. Transfiguration. Amen. And there, here's a man at the bottom. He's trying to get his disciples to help his son. Amen. Who's demon-possessed. He throws himself in the fire and in the water. And he said, they could not cast him out. They couldn't deliver my son. And Jesus groaned. Amen. My God. Amen. And in a few seconds later, amen, that devil's had to move out and take his residence somewhere else. Amen to God. I know he told his disciples today, some things that only go out by prayer and fasting. Amen. You hear me? I'm telling you, if God's people, amen, will let this Christ live in them, amen, as he wants to live, amen, power, amen, will be a mark, amen, of that life. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. I said power. Amen. Authority. Spiritual authority. Amen, brother. Watchman Nee, amen, a whole collection of his works on spiritual authority. Amen. They got angry at Brother Nee because he went and visited. Amen. The old preacher. Amen. That had been cast out of the Plymouth Brethren. Amen. Because he, amen, believed in divine healing. Amen. And they didn't like Brother. I'm trying to remember what his name. Brother Sparks. Amen. They got aggravated with him because he broke their little doctrinal, amen, barrier they had. Amen. Come on. And so they were trying to admonish Brother Need. Amen. And get on to him. Amen. Because he fellowshiped Brother Sparks. Amen. When he was in London. Amen. My, I'm telling you, Brother Nee had something for them. He said, you praise yourself and magnify yourself and think much about your spiritual, amen, your ability. Amen. He said, amen, to speak and to eloquently, amen, expound the scriptures. Amen. But he said, I got a little news for you. When you're face to face with the demonic, you're going to have more than that or you ain't going to get nowhere. Come on, my Brother Joe. What's he saying? You're going to have the power of God. Amen. Or else you're just whistling Dixie. Amen. Come on with me this morning. Amen to God. I'm telling you, if Christ lives like he wants to live, amen, he will give us power. Amen. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And I heard him say that Jesus, he's the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, I hear the Apostle Paul tell that young preacher Timothy, amen, he hath not given us the spirit of fear, amen, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen to God. I'm telling you, the world, amen, points fingers at Christianity and says, you folks is crazy. Amen. Brother Joe knows, amen, who the foolish and the crazy ones are. And it's not God's people. Amen. I'm talking, come on. It's not God's real people. Amen. It may be that professing lot. Amen. That's running around saying a whole lot of things that they ain't heard God say. Come on. Watch out. Amen. For those yay-yayers. Amen. We got a world full of yay-yay this and yay-yay that. Amen. But where is the power of God? I'm going to tell you one thing you can't do. You cannot separate the power of God from Jesus Christ. Amen. Y'all said you can't separate that. He's not a separated God. You can't have a part of a God. Amen. You got to have him all or none. Hello? If Christ lives in us, amen, power comes to our life. Amen. Hey, listen, go back to the first chapter of John. Amen. It came into his own, and his own received not, but as many as received him. To them gave he power to do what? To become the sons of God. Amen. My, I'm telling you. Hey, listen, that's a power, amen, that is needed today. Power to become the sons of God. What's that? That's power to be led by God. Amen. Power to be enhanced by God. Come on. Amen. Who's going to have the blessings and the power and the gifts of God but the children of God? Amen. That's who's going to have it. He's not delegated it somewhere else. Amen. I can tell you, he ain't give his power to the devil. He's give it to his children. As long as they are in submission, amen, to him. Amen. I know I've said it many times. I aggravated some people. Amen. Around people running around, so-and-so's got the gift of this. I said, mostly what they got the gift of is deceiving people. Hello? Brother McDonald's carrying a amen, a lady at the church, we picked her up. Amen, while they was on the way to church, amen, she's informed him that God's given her the gift of chewing folks out. Now, have you ever heard Brother Russell McDonald, that little grindy voice he's got? You might have that gift, sister, but you ain't got it from God. Amen. Come on. Hello. Come on. What you saying, Brother Joe? I'm saying God gives His, amen, His children what they need. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. If I let Christ live in my heart, He'll give me what I need to overcome. Amen. Yeah, listen. It is totally unlike Christ. Amen. For people to be bedraggled. Amen. The devil running over us left and right. That's not what God intended. Joshua, amen, when they had captured him five kings, amen, he said, run in that cave. He said, roll that stone over that door, amen, and you wait till I get there. I'm going to show you what to do, amen. When he got there, he rolled that stone back, drug him five kings out, called his captains of his armies out there, said, look here, put your foot on the back of that rascal's neck. Amen. I'm going to give you a little taste, amen, of what God intended. God intended, amen, that them kings should subdue you. Amen, but that you should, amen, subdue them. Come on with me. We're living in a time when folks act like that Christians ought to, amen, be subject to every kind of habit in the world. Amen, and still profess to be victorious in Christ. Somebody is wrong. Listen, amen, the Word of God, amen, said, while they, amen, professed them, amen, and tell them about liberty, they themselves are the servants of sin. These are, amen, wells without water, clouds that are reserved unto a judgment. Come on, what's he saying? These people professing something, but they ain't got nothing. I got to hurry. Christ's power, saving power, pardoning power. Matthew 9:6, but that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, rise, arise, take up thy bed and go to thine house. Amen. Boy, did I get them Pharisees all, amen, twisted out of shape. Amen. And then he said unto them, which is easier for me to say, amen, arise, take up thy bed and walk, and thy sins be forgiven thee. Come on, what did Jesus say? Just as easy for me to say one as the other. Amen. All that's waiting on is faith in Him. Oh, hallelujah. The same faith, amen, that saved me. Amen. Will be the same faith that heals me. Come on with it. Glory. I want to tell you, ain't nobody like Jesus. Amen. I thought about old Brother Sheehan. Amen. I figure by now he's probably going to his glorious reward. Amen. Dressed in that olive green suit, 80-something years old. Amen. Standing right in front of where that flower plant is right there. Amen. Jumping about 2 or 3 foot off the floor, 80-something years of age, and he's a shouting and praising God. Hey, when he stopped by here many years ago, and he said, amen, I got saved, I had 3 major diseases. Amen. He said, the morning I got saved, God healed me of 2 of them. Amen. And 2 or 3 weeks, a week or two later, he said, praying with the men in the gallberry bushes out behind the church, God healed me the last one. Oh, hallelujah. What you saying? I know a God. Amen. That's a God of power. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I shall call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. Woo! I feel Him in the house this morning. Amen. His power. His power to forgive. Power to save. Amen. Let me hurry. Listen. Amen. Power. Amen. Listen. His power is what? His power is infinite. Infinite. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It has no bounds. Amen. You see, the Word of God says that God gave Jesus the Spirit without measure. Amen. What does that mean? Infinite. Amen. Brother Joe don't believe that any one human being has the Spirit without measure, but I do believe the church does. Amen. I believe as far as the church goes, He has left no limits. Amen. The church is the body of Christ. When I say church, I'm not talking about worldly organizations. I'm talking about the church. Amen. True and pure. His church. Amen. That's what Paul writes to Timothy and says, amen. Nevertheless, the kingdom of God standeth sure, and having this seal, amen, the Lord knoweth them that are His. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Amen. Why in the world? Amen. Because He gave us power to depart from iniquity. Amen. You know why? Amen. There is such a hard time in dealing with the lost in the day we're living in, because we have a huge amount of the professing church that's coddling iniquity rather than, amen, preaching, amen, you need to be delivered from that business. Brother Joe, amen, you're going to go to jail one day. Very likely. Hello? Very likely. Amen. Why? Amen. Because if we live long enough in this world, amen, they're going to try to make you back up in a corner and say, amen, that God just appreciates and loves and going to coddle homosexuality and lesbianism. I said the same time he does that, then he's going to coddle, amen, dealers, murderers, thieves, amen, and all the other crowd. Amen. They all going to be in heaven. And when you go there, you better pack your 45, amen, because you don't need it when you get there. Ain't going to be that way. I said, it ain't going to be that way. Listen, once you back off on one point where you stop at, once you start down that road, amen, no, sir. Amen, listen, I'm going to tell you, God's got just as big a problem, amen, amen, with heterosexual abusers. Hello, come on. Fornication, no matter what, amen, no matter what flavor or brand it is, God said it's abomination. Hello? Sin is an abomination to God. Amen. So, amen, I don't care if it's a man with a woman. If it's not a wedlock, amen, it's abomination. Brother Joe, you should, amen, I think folks ought to get quite plain as they can get. Amen, make sure that they ain't no misunderstanding. Hello? We live in a place where, amen, today, that folks stack up and go to church, nobody even blinks an eye. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Somebody better wake up. Amen. They're leading folks somewhere, but it's not to heaven. Amen. And listen, and if I go along with it, you know what that makes me? That makes me a co-conspirator in it. I'm just as guilty if I was doing it myself. Hello, as a matter of fact, as a pastor, I'm even more guilty in the sight of God. Amen. Listen, they withheld the truth and righteousness. That's what your Bible mind says in the book of Romans chapter 1. They withheld the truth and righteousness. In other words, they know what's wrong, but they would not tell anybody. Amen. Why? Because they're trying to protect their little racket. Come on. They're more guilty than the one that's committing the sin. Amen. You can tell them I said so. Amen. That's the truth. That's what God dared. God is going to. Amen. If you look through your Bible, amen. I think I was at amen. Some would do it. Sister Debra's at a Christmas party. She asked me about the offering for, amen, for the priesthood. Amen. Why it was different? I said it's different because God demands, amen, greater responsibility out of that priesthood. Amen. They couldn't go offer a lamb. They had to kill a bullock. I often said maybe because them preachers was meaner than anybody else. God had to have more blood to save them rascals. Amen. Come on. I'm a preacher. I can talk about them. Amen. Hallelujah. But that bullock, that priest, he can't offer a lamb. He's got to kill that young bullock, that half-grown cow, if you will. Amen to God. I'm telling you, amen, but God's got a plan. Amen. Also, God put more responsibility on that priesthood. My, because why? They're in the sight of everybody. They're supposed to be in leadership. Amen. We live in a world today where, amen, a lot of denominations hire him a pastor and tell him, amen, if you do your job, we'll run you off. And what's even worse than that? Amen. They bring young folks up, amen, to be credentialed with their organization, telling them that you can't preach against this and this and this. Amen. Or we'll haul you up before council. Amen, because we have decided that we know more than God. And I tell them real quick, I tell them what Watchman Nee said. Amen, away then with the bishops. Amen, I decided to go somewhere else. Hello? Amen. You got to make that choice sooner or later. I told a fellow one time associated with an organization, I said, sooner or later, sir, you're going to have to make a choice. God or that organization, one or the other. Amen. He looked at me, nodded his head. He knew I was telling the truth. Amen. Come on, my brother Joe. Amen. There comes a time when we got to make sure that God's, amen, right, and everything else is wrong. If this word says it's wrong, take it to the bank. It's wrong. Amen. Impotent power. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Matthew 28:18. Amen. Then what did he say right on down below that? Therefore, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Come on. My. Amen. What's he doing? All power, he said, is mine. Then he turns around and he delegates that power to the church. Amen. Oh, isn't it amazing how the devil can come to God's people and tell you all you don't have any ability? You don't have any power? Amen. When all he's doing is telling them to deny the Word of God. Amen. No, if I half-hearted live for God, amen, if I play games on God, then absolutely, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be like Samson said. God told Samson when he had those locks cut, what did those locks being cut off mean? That he lost his dedication and his consecration to God. You're going to be just like any other man. But you find me somebody that's devoted to God. You find me somebody that's dedicated to God. Amen. And I'll show you somebody. Amen. Glory to God that can live in power. Amen. And strength. Amen to God. Can walk up the devil's backside. Amen. Stand on his head. Put their foot on his neck. Amen. Glory to God and do the will of God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen to God. God, amen, gives power to his children. Once I heard it twice, it had been said. David said that power belongeth unto God. Hello? Hallelujah. Behold, I have given you power, saith the Lord. I have said, declared unto thee, make sure that the enemy does not allow to steal from you and to take away that which I have given you, but that you may possess in integrity and in honor that which I have given you, that you may live a life that declares the power of God to live a life of holiness and righteousness in a world filled with sin. Behold, I have given you power to tread upon serpents and upon dragons, and if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you, saith the Lord. Amen. What kind of power has God given His people? Amen. Jesus. Amen. How powerful was He? There's no guile found in His mouth. Amen. He's never once sinned. Amen. You talk about power. There ain't never been anybody else that can say those words about no mother man ever to be existence. Amen. That can be said the same for. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, if we'll let that same Jesus, amen, Christ, by His Spirit, live in us, amen, He can work in us. Listen, amen, He's the same yesterday, amen, today and forever, Hebrews 13. And 8. Amen. And if He is, if He lives in our life, amen. What's He going to do, Brother Job? He's going to lead us in the paths of righteousness for His namesake. Amen. Hallelujah. He's not the minister of sin. I bit off more than I can chew. I understand that already this morning. His power is infinite. He has power over nature. Luke 8:25, and He said unto them, where is your faith? And they being afraid wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For He commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey Him. Well, you want to make the world mad. Amen. You just get out there and tell them about God having power over them hurricanes and all that. Amen. I want to tell you, they're going to come after you. Amen. But let them come. Amen. I can tell you, God does. If I didn't believe God had power over them, then how could I believe God had power over anything else? Amen. He's almighty. He's all-powerful. Amen. Listen, I heard there was a preacher that used to have a headquarters in Jacksonville. I heard from him in several years. Amen. But right after, amen, that hurricane went into Louisiana. Amen. I mean, that man preached. Amen. I think he's originally from Louisiana, if I'm not mistaken. And he preached to them. Amen. I told them, said, amen, you better wake up. Amen. God's given you a warning. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Yes, I believe God uses everything at His disposal. He's not. If God wanted to destroy someplace, believe you me, it would not stand. Amen. God destroy every bit of it. All God got to do, amen, is just a thought of His mind. He wiped this place out. Amen. In a New York second, as the old saying goes, amen, one day, amen, I said one day, amen, there is going to come such a destruction, and it's going to come in such a short time, amen, that in just a few moments' time, God's going to destroy the whole heavens and the earth. Going to burn it all up. Oh, God. Well, I don't know how to show you. Amen. They asked that little black lady, where are you going to be when all that's going on? She said, I'm going to be standing on the Word, sir. Amen. But I heard him say, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my Word shall abide forever. Amen. I'm going to be standing on the Word. I'm going to be hid in Christ with God. That's where I'm going to be. Amen. And believe you me, that day ain't too far off. Amen. We got a few years of tribulation and a 1,000-year reign of Christ, and come on. And I'm going to tell you then, God's going to burn the whole thing up, going to start it all over again. Amen. And the reference for that is He's going to roll that scroll shut. Amen. And He's going to open it into a whole new, amen, universe. My. And what does the Word of God say about that whole new universe? Wherein dwelleth righteousness. No sin. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, all will be joy in that land. My. Amen. Don't you want to go there? Amen. Where there never be no sickness. Never no sorrow. No killing. No dying. Amen. No pain. Amen. No separation. God, I want to go there. Woo! Hello, Sunday. I want to know how it feels. And no more beyond the Lamasa. One day I will. Hey, old song says, one day I will. One day I'll know what it feels like to walk down streets of gold and so pure that you can look through it. Amen. One day I'm going to know how it feels to look upon the One who gave His life for me and behold the scars in His hands and His feet. Amen. Fall on my face and worship Him who's worthy, amen, to receive all the praise and the glory and the honor. Amen. One day I'm going to sit down, amen, with the elders. Amen. One day I'm going to talk with folks that I used to walk with down here. One day I'm going to get to talk to old Jonah, amen, about how it was in the belly of that whale. Come on with Brother Joe. One day, and ain't going to be no hurry, because eternity is going to be, amen, because the One who has all power, amen, is going to see to it. He's got all power, and He's going to have the last say. The last word belongs to Him. Amen. Man can rebuff, he can rebel, he can mock, he can do anything else he wants to do. But when all of the dust is settled, God's going to have the last word on the matter. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. And I will say this again, saith the Lord, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Behold, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, I thank you this morning. I'm going to close right here. I thank you, sir, that your word is truth and verity. That your promises of your word are yea and amen to them that believe. That you will see to it that your word is brought to pass. And Lord, help us then to walk with you, to love you, oh, to embrace you. For soon and soon, very soon, Lord, I realize that you're going to end this dispensation. You're going to call your church out of this world. Give us strength that we may fight the good fight of faith, that we may labor, that we may war a good warfare, that we may, God, shine with the brightness of your rising of a truth, that we may witness and be a witness to those that are here, that they must prepare for the time is approaching quickly and the day is at hand of the return of the Lord. May you minister, Lord, and may your will be done in every life. In the name of Jesus. Give you the glory. Let's just close in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. His power, His life, and His abiding. Amen. I thank God that He said He is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. No man cometh unto the Father except he come by me. There is no other path. There is no other way. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That you have given us that way, the truth and the life. That you have given us Christ. Hallelujah. The fullness thereof. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. That life that is able to supersede all the things of this world. Amen. That life that is so great that the second death has no power upon it whatsoever. Amen. My. But that them who are born into this life, amen, shall live forever. Amen. And we sang that song, amen, of old. It says, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to die no never. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for the blood that's washed me. Amen. For the life, amen, that's brought me from death. Amen to God. Give me life and made me able, amen, to overcome, amen, the nature of fallen man. Hallelujah. That new creature, amen, that is born in the image of Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, that leads us and guides us, amen, onward and upward, amen, under that glorious realm. Hallelujah. May we walk in the power of your might, sir. Hallelujah. May we live in that power. May we manifest that power to a lost and a dying world, a power that says, I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory. Christ is mine. All to Him I now resign. Hallelujah. I have been redeemed. I've been purchased by the blood. Hallelujah. I've been washed under regeneration in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've been cleansed. Amen. Glory to God. I have been delivered. Amen. To walk in righteousness and to live in holiness. Amen. And to live in purity. May, sir, that so richly abide in us that power that raised Jesus from the dead, you said, shall also quicken your mortal body. Amen. My. Oh, that same power will give life. Amen to us. While we live in this mortal flesh, power to live a godly life. Amen. Separated from sin and dedicated and set apart for the kingdom and the work of God. Hallelujah. May we abide in that. May our light shine. Oh, that bring conviction to those that are walking in sin, that they may turn and call on the same God and declare, deliver me from this untoward generation. Oh, hallelujah. May you minister, Lord, in our nation. May you move, God, and your church. May your church and those that profess your name seek you, desire you, oh, and dedicate themselves unto you. Oh, and resist the devil. Amen. And walk in the counsel of heaven, setting apart the will of God and establishing it in the earth. Amen. I heard you say, I give you power to tread upon serpents and upon dragons. No matter what the devil says, all power and all authority come from you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord, hallelujah. In the name of the Lord, God, your honor, your glory, hallelujah, your presence, hallelujah. Amen to God, hallelujah. May we establish your will in righteousness. Help us to walk in the pattern and the path that leads to, amen, to eternal life. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Oh, hallelujah. Now sitteth at the right hand of the throne of majesty until henceforth his enemies be made his footstool. Hallelujah. Oh, well, God, in that same vision, in that same mind, and in that same spirit, amen to God, may we walk with you. Hallelujah. Amen to God. May you establish, amen, your will and your purpose in our life in the name of Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Amen for the finished work, for the work that is available, for the power that is available, for the life that is available to whosoever will. To whosoever will. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir.
that you have made it available unto us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For weeks now, God has impressed upon me how much that He is set to do. I'm going to say it again. For weeks, God has impressed upon me how much He is set to do if He can find the vessels that are willing, amen, to be usable in His hands. Hello? Amen. My. Amen. God reminded me again what He said to me years ago, walking and praying in the night. Amen. I have things that if you will allow me, that will astound you of what I will do. Amen. My. I believe God sets ready to move right now. Amen. Woo. Amen. All He's looking for is a vessel that He can pour into and out of. Amen. I for one, am tired of the shammers. Amen. I've never been more sicker of shams in my life. In this day, folks, that, amen, all they're after is not bringing glory to God. They're after some kind of monetary something under a power over somebody's life. Amen. If we walk with God, God will not enhance one person to bring glory and honor unto themselves, or to enhance their financial estate at the cost of the kingdom of God. He will not do it. Amen. You see, man may belittle souls, but God does not. Hello, man may sell themselves out cheap, but God will not. He will not do it. Amen. But if He can find a David. Or a Samuel, amen. Or a amen. Or a Joshua, or a Caleb, amen. Amen. We read those stories. How that God caused that valley, amen. That moon to stand still in the sun. If God can find folks willing to obey Him, I heard Him say, "I have no respect of persons." Hello, that means generation. No matter who we are, no matter when we're born, where we come from. No matter how much money you have or how little you have, God's got no respect. Amen of that. All He's looking for is, are we subjected to Him and have the right heart and the right spirit? Amen. Hallelujah. I love the Lord this morning. He's better to me than I could ever begin to think about being to Him. Amen.